So hi, this is Stephen Walsh, and welcome to our monthly podcast. This month I'm speaking with Gabe Anderson, who's Director of Customer Support at Articulate. Hi, Gabe.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Thanks for joining us from upstate New York via the ever-magical technology of Skype. What we want to talk about today, I guess, is rapid e-learning. And I know Articulate, obviously, as a suite of authoring tools, is focused on what the potential for rapid e-learning is. But I just wanted to check to start with, where do you think rapid e-learning is right now in the middle of 2007, in the U.S. in particular? Do you see it as firmly established on the training options, or is it still really in early stages and still has a way to go before it's really fully understood by people?
Well, I think it's definitely more established than it was, say 3 years ago. A good measurement of the state of the industry is at industry conferences, of course. And say 3 years ago, when I would go to an industry conference, we had to do quite a bit of education with people who would stop by our booth about the concept we were promoting then, this concept of rapid e-learning that was quite a bit less well known 3 years ago than it is now. So last month at the e-learning guild conference in Boston, which I did attend, it seemed that just about everyone I talked to was either a customer of ours or knew of Articulate and knew what rapid e-learning was all about. So I think we've come a long way in the past few years, the concept of rapid e-learning, and I think I think we're continuing to make improvements to not only to our products but to our product line. So I think we still have a ways to go, and I'm looking forward to new exciting product features and whole new products that are going to take rapid e-learning to the next level.
That's very much our experience here in the UK. Is, you know, even I suppose if you compress the timeline a little bit, 18 months ago to a year ago, I think rapid e-learning was still an unused term, really, I think. But now it is really started to come into the mainstream. We're starting to see an awful lot of talk about it in the e-learning trade press here. And it's starting to become recognized as a viable option for e-learning, and an important one. We find, I'd be interested in your opinion, when we're trying to explain rapid e-learning, sometimes it's almost like the early days of e-learning. People have a misperception at the start that rapid e-learning is really just about PowerPoint, isn't it? That's what we're talking about here. I know what my view is on that, but I'd be interested in if you could explain, you know, why rapid e-learning is not just the same as PowerPoint.
Sure. Yeah. So in many cases, rapid e-learning is based on this concept of PowerPoint to Flash. And certainly doesn't have to be, but for the most part, that's sort of what comes to mind when somebody mentions rapid e-learning. Our flagship product is Articulate Presenter, part of our studio suite, and it's based on PowerPoint to Flash technology, and it can also be enhanced by our other desktop tools. So, in other words, you start with a PowerPoint file, and you can do things like incorporate audio. You can bring existing Flash movies into your PowerPoint. You can use our other tools, Articulate Quizmaker or Articulate Engage, to add more interactivity to the course. So you're definitely going way beyond what you can get from a basic PowerPoint. So Presenter leverages the technology available in PowerPoint, so the animations, the objects, the shapes, the ability to integrate images, and then it takes it to the next level to make a much more engaging and interactive online experience that's all Flash-based. So you can put it on your website, put it on your LMS, get tracking results, quiz results. So rapid e-learning is really about creating effective e-learning faster than the development time needed for traditional e-learning.
Yeah, I'd agree completely with that. And I think the fact that Articulate Presenter is based in PowerPoint as the kind of development environment, so to speak, I think is actually a big benefit that we found, because we've used Articulate with several customers, and you know, PowerPoint is a familiar format. People can work within it. People are comfortable editing text within it. People have a good sense of what a piece of PowerPoint might look like when it's converted into e-learning. It's not too much of a stretch of the imagination. But I think you're right. The experience of actually building it using tools like our Articulate Presenter and enhancing them with Engage and Quizmaker can really take it to a whole different level. But in terms of what your customers are telling you about how they're using Rapid E-Learning, you mentioned there, you know, obviously one of the key benefits is speed to response. I was wondering, can you share any case studies or experiences from your customers about how Rapid E-Learning is making a difference for them?
Sure. Yeah. It definitely all comes down to more training at a lower cost. So if you look at our website, which is www.articulate.com, our headline quote is from a customer at ADP, Laura Davis, who's an instructional designer, and I think her quote, I'll read it. It's just a couple sentences, pretty much sums it up. Articulate has dramatically changed the way we deliver employee training. We can now deliver more training at less cost to a wider audience in a shorter period of time. So I think that sort of sums up the experience. We do have other case studies available on our website, but it's really all about getting training out in a timely fashion to customers and employees faster with fewer resources. So whereas in the past you might have a bottleneck of your one or two Flash developers. Now, anyone who can use PowerPoint can create effective training. It's not always rapid e-learning isn't always the right choice. If there's more complex training that's not as time sensitive, but for more time sensitive content like new product rollouts or compliance training, our tools are exactly, perfect for that use.
Well, we had a customer dinner in London a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the benefits of rapid e-learning. And one of our customers there, I think, said it exactly right. Rapid e-learning means that we can now say yes to our internal customers, our business customers, a lot more than we could in the past. When they actually say, "I need this in a week, not in a month." And certainly not in 2 months, the answer doesn't have to be, you know, blind panic. It can actually be, we can actually do that because we have the tools available to help us do that. So that really crystallized it for me. I think it's just giving people in the L&D teams better options, better ways of responding, and really moving as fast as their business customers expect them to move.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it, for sure.
One of the things that I know we've exchanged a few emails about is just this role of design in rapid e-learning. And I think from our perspective, that's another place where there's perhaps a bit of a misperception, in that you can skip the learning design step when you're creating rapid e-learning. Interested in your views on the importance of getting design right from the outset as part of the rapid approach.
Yeah, definitely a hot topic, and one that became a big focus of that panel discussion I was on in Boston last month. And what we like to tell people is that Articulate Presenter can't make a bad PowerPoint into good e-learning. So design is definitely very important, especially if you want your learners to pay attention and not put anybody to sleep. Of course, that ties into the recent blog entry I did on your Flatpak templates, which I think are great, because you provide sort of the base for starting with a good looking PowerPoint template that also has the content for common HR training. So then your customers can take that and roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we're trying to do there, is really look at, when you talk about rapid approach, what takes time in developing e-learning? Well, a lot of the time is the instructional design, the learning design component, figuring out just how you're going to structure a course to make it engaging, and then also sourcing the content. You know, there's no point in saying, you know, the actual authoring process is very quick if it's going to take you, 3 weeks to work with a subject matter expert to extract their principles of coaching or source their view on sales performance in the organization. So that's what we've tried to do, is compress both of those activities that can be quite time-consuming and costly for the customer into a template that is really ready to go and is entirely customizable as well. And of course, it works with Articulate.